This week's honoree is a West Philly pastor who created a safe space for kids most vulnerable to gun violence.
We are an interventional grassroots youth mentoring program.
That voice is Aaron Campbell, pastor of Antioch Christian Fellowship Church in West Philly.
This is an oasis in the middle of the concrete jungle.
The oasis is Level Up, a program he runs out of his 12,000 square foot church. They serve nearly 800 kids between ages 10 and 25 every single week.
We have 81 different schools represented at Level Up.
A big focus is food.
Today we did 700 mozzarella sticks, 250 burgers, all different sauces. They can have it any way they like. And at that moment, we're giving them power. Because we have some to show up on a Thursday. And I ask them, when's the last time they ate? They will tell me on Tuesday when I fed them.
Level Up kids can wash their clothes, get free haircuts, tutoring, and counseling. There's a game room with four 80-inch TVs outfitted with PlayStations. And on Thursday afternoons, Aaron transforms his church sanctuary into a dance floor with a DJ where hundreds engage in cutting-edge dance battles.
You're never quite prepared to walk into a Level Up.
Stephanie Humphrey is a member of Antioch Christian Fellowship Church. She nominated Pastor Aaron for the Good Souls Project. She calls Level Up organized chaos.
Everything, everywhere, all at once is happening in this space, and Pastor Aaron is at the center of it all.
In his 40s, Aaron is a father to his own kids, but the youth who come to Level Up call him Unc, Dad, Daddy, and Godfather. In their eyes, he's their parent too.
He is a father figure to me, and I'm more than a son figure to him.
Aki Chambers started coming to the program when he was 22. He had a gun felony on his record and had a tough time getting a job, but Unc linked him to a Level Up sponsor. Aki says Level Up changed his life.
The most impactful thing like that I've associated myself with.
But Uncle Aaron wasn't always a pastor or a role model. He grew up in North Jersey in a rough neighborhood. While his mom and dad worked hard to send both their children to private school, Aaron excelled but was pulled in by the whispers of street life.
The hip-hop culture, it's all about money, power, and respect on the streets. And you can have all of these accomplishments, but if you don't feel like you have that cred on the streets, you feel like less of a man.
Even after Aaron got into University of Pennsylvania, he says he spent summers and breaks working in a grimy section of Hell's Kitchen, earning street cred in the crime world.
So now I'm living this Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde life. Really, I should be dead or in jail.
Once a self-described atheist, Aaron says he found God at age 22 and made Philly his home for good. He began working with young people and eventually founded his own church. Level Up was born soon after. Program became an official 501c3 5 years ago.
We're reforming shooters. We're reforming drug dealers. We're getting them in GED programs. We're partnered with a workforce development program.
Even with all the successes, Aaron says there is a grim side to this work.
I've had 16 kids in my program shot in the last 16 months.
Three were murdered in the past six.
To see my own babies having to carry one of my babies out in the coffin, it kills me.
To ensure Level Up is actually a safe space, Aaron protects it with a team of heavily armed guards. Every kid who enters must walk through a metal detector and could be searched.
We are considered a neutral location. We're actually reconciling gangs.
Kids who try to start drama at Level Up are forced out, but they can always come back another day if they can prove they are reformed, because Aaron understands their anger and believes in second and sometimes third and fourth chances.
We meet each young person where they are and then help them level up to their specific path for success.
When I hear the term good soul, I think of somebody who serves without expecting anything in return. Pastor Aaron fits that bill.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/good souls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.